This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Hibbing Community College Theater in Hibbing, Minnesota. Hibbing is known for its iron mines, but in 2017, the biggest employer in town isn't Hibbing Taconite, but rather Fairview Range Medical Center. More than 1,000 people work for Fairview, which serves tens of thousands of patients each year, performing almost 3,000 surgeries, delivering 359 babies last year alone. Indeed, the entire medical sector, from clinics to assisted living to specialty medical services, has become one of the strongest sectors of the Hibbing economy, attracting patients from across northern Minnesota. In fact, it could be said today that your typical Iron Ranger is a nurse. So it's a big industry. And as anyone in the medical field knows, there is no such thing as a typical day. Here in the rustic blue-collar environs of the Iron Range, that's even more true. To prove the point, check out the new hit medical melodrama based right here in Hibbing, Gary's Anatomy.
Gary's Anatomy.
What do we have?
Patient exhibits foreign subdermal adhesion to the posterior gluteus maximus.
How long has he been like this?
6 days. His wife left him and he just never moved.
Dr. Anderson, prognosis?
I'm sorry, I can't think. This is just horrible.
Anderson, this is a teaching hospital. Haven't you learned anything? This man has a bar stool fused to his...
Asuma! The guy's name is Asuma.
Not now. I'm working with a resident. Seriously, Anderson, the stool is right there on his keister. What did you learn in medical school?
We learned that vinyl can fuse with human flesh under certain conditions. But isn't this guy wearing jeans?
Yes, but he was drinking Keystone Light for 6 days. Retail denim just can't handle that kind of heat.
Dr. Gary, the patient is regaining consciousness.
What happened?
Nothing, sir. Nothing happened. So much nothing that you were in the hospital with a bar stool fused to your...
Acetaminophen! The patient is allergic to acetaminophen. Just thought you should all know that.
I knew I should have gone home. It's just home reminds me of my ex. She left me for a football coach with taut muscles and big hands. Can you believe it? I used to talk about football all the time. She was never interested.
Yeah, I understand, sir, but you and the bar stool are now connected at the molecular level. It will take weeks of electrolysis to separate you.
Weeks? But I'll miss the Vikings game. That's what I was waiting for.
I cannot in good conscience recommend you watch the Vikings in your condition. You're not strong enough yet.
Dr. Gary, Mr. Asuma, I've got it. We don't need to use that expensive therapy. We can just use beer.
Oh, thank God you said it.
You know, sometimes you just feel like, ooh, life gets out of hand, you know?
That cheap beer, when applied externally, could be the catalyst for countervailing chemical reaction at the source of the fusion.
That would detach the bar stool from the Asuma. Great work, Anderson!
Oh, give me that beer.
Are you sure that this is good beer?
Hams? Really? Give it here.
Fine.
Mr. Asuma, this might sting.
Can't hurt worse than my heart. That feels much better.
Anderson, that's amazing. How did you know?
When I was a little girl, this actually happened to my dad. That's why I was so upset earlier.
Well, I'm impressed. You've proven to me that you can be a good doctor despite your feminine emotions.
Oh, Dr. Gary, you're such an...
Aho! We got a guy named Aho here with all kinds of problems.
Gary's Anatomy.